This call may be recorded.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I forgot the broom over there.
Okay.
So I need to come get that at some point. And
okay.
There's a 5 gallon of white paint over here, so I was thinking that it would be worth me spraying the ceiling, at least where it's stained.
Well, you know that you have, sometimes you overspray.
Yeah.
And that's more likely with the ceiling job than most jobs. And you, have a lot of other stuff that you need to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like with your family.
I'm tired about doing the spot where it looks like there's water damage.
Yeah. I'm just saying this is not something that's going to get the place rented or make it rent for more, and everything you do is going to lead to another thing to do, and this is perfectionism, and this is workaholism, and this is what's destroying your life.
Well, I think you might be wrong. Have you been over here to see the spot on the ceiling?
I did, and I'm so happy that you did such a good job. And I really don't need to be acting like your mother right now. I do need you to be doing our taxes. Sam, get off the couch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The audible stuff that's going on today is not being done by me.
I know. I told you I'm doing it.
You're buying books?
No.
Somebody is. Caffeine and Ishmael and me or something?
Dustin, listen. When you have an Audible subscription, you get 2 free books out of their list of 6 to choose from each month. That's a member perk in addition to receiving a credit that can be spent on any book. So the whatever they were that I picked, I wasn't paying money for. I was just getting them free because there was an active subscription that I was about to cancel.
Okay.
But I wasn't calling or contacting you or talking about it because of the purchases. I was calling you and contacting you and talking about it because the charges have been happening, and I'm making sure that those charges stop.
Okay. I don't have an Audible subscription. The only Audible I've ever bought was books to listen to that I already own.
Do not cross that line. I saw you hit your sister. That's not okay. I'm on the phone right now. Then stay away from her. Okay. There was some account that got started 4 months ago, and they won't tell me what email address it's associated with.
It's yours. I can see it because they sent a confirmation.
What is it?
Amazon at DustinandAaron.com.
Nope, not that was mine. There was a second one. Is there one that's associated with a different email address?
It's not associated with a different email address. They sent a confirmation for you putting it on hold, and it's to that email address.
No, I'm telling you about a second one. I would like you to stop referring to my Audible account because I'm trying to refer to a second Audible account right now with a different email address that is not Amazon at DustinandAaron.com. Can you see
No.
Can you see any? Can you
no.
see any? Dustin, that was really rude. The kids are all laughing.
No.
No, I know, but you're not letting me finish the sentence before you say the word no, and you have children who think that's funny right now, and you have children who think that that's a way that men speak to women. You've got a son who's going to do that to his own wife. It's wrong. We cannot live this way in front of children. We cannot do it. This is not okay. Other men do not do this. He is still laughing. Do you see anything that is associated with any other email address?
No.
Okay. Well, I have them just reverse those charges so that we get credit back for all of that. What email address is associated with the account that lets you listen to the books you've bought?
I presume it's Amazon HealthStream at DustinAndAaron.com.
And you don't have any messages relevant to that today?
Nope.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.